And Gaza is this beautiful Mediterranean resort. Like Oakland is a beautiful resort with a Mediterranean climate, but it just so happens I was able to be there in the way of the Zimliner because I slept on the beach, which is very nice. It was the first stop, but I don't know where Mediterranean Pacific services are, but they have a Sunday, Monday. They arrive on Sunday, they leave on Monday, they arrive on Wednesday, they leave on Thursday. So just like Zimline got kicked out for its 4 year ago slaughter of thousands of people, we are going to kick them out again. Lonely sailor, and when the sky begins to clear and the sun it melts away my fear, I'll cry a silent weary tear for those that need to love me. But I am ready for the storm. Yes, sir, ready, I am ready for the storm. Yes, sir, ready, I am ready for the storm. I'm ready for the storm. And tune in next Mouse Report for the news from 456 Montgomery today, where we're going to be blockading the Israeli consulate in San Francisco, 4 p.m.
Crashing and the tide pulls out. It's an angry sea, but there is no doubt that the lighthouse will keep shining out to warn the lonely sailor. The lightning strikes and the wind cuts cold through the sailor's bones to the sailor's soul, till there's nothing left that he can hold except the rolling ocean. And I am ready for the storm. Yes, sir, ready.
That the lighthouse will keep shining out to warn the lonely sailor. And lightning strikes and the wind cuts cold through the sailor's bones to the sailor's soul, till there's nothing left that he can hold except the roaring ocean. But I am ready for the storm. Seems to tell me what it really means to be. engineer, a lonely sailor. But when you take me by your side, you love me warm, you love me. And I should have realized I had no reason to be frightened.
I mean, it's very obvious. These two are two peas in a pod in almost every way possible.
Indeed. And this article points out that Sheldon Adelson publishes two newspapers in Israel that are just propaganda organs for Netanyahu. And likewise, he's a mega donor for Trump. And Sheldon Adelson, he's squatting in Las Vegas over the kosher nostra. Las Vegas was created by the kosher nostra when Meyer Lansky lost Cuba. Come on, people, wake up. Yeah. I mean, how can people not see this?
And look at Breitbart and the Mercer family. It's the exact same thing. It's a mouthpiece for Trump and Netanyahu. It's basically an Israeli publication masquerading as an American publication.
Oh, we have two terrible words that should be banned. But I got 60 names here. Well, last couple are unidentified, but let's start with some... Laila Anwar Al-Ghandour, 8 months old. As of Tuesday morning, the Gaza Ministry of Health released the names of 57 Palestinians killed. 60 people were either killed or died of wounds inflicted by Israeli forces in the Gaza Strip yesterday as thousands of Palestinians demonstrated across the occupied territory. Marked 70th anniversary of the Nakba. Eze el-Din Musa Muhammad al-Samak, 14 years old, was second on the list. Third, Wizal Fadl Izat al-Sheikh Khalil, 15 years old. Fourth, Ahmed Adel Musa al-Shir, 16 years old. Five, Saeed Muhammad Abu al-Khir, 16 years old. 6. Ibrahim Ahmed Al-Zarqa, 18 years old. 7. Iman Ali Sadiq Al-Sheikh, 19 years old. 8. Zaid Muhammad Hassan Omar, 19 years old. 9. Multasim Fawzi Abu Luli, 20. 10. Anas Hamdan Salim Kade, 21 years old. 11. Muhammad Abd Alsan Hartz, 21 years old. 12. Yahia Ishmael Rajab Aldakur, Aldakur, 22 years old. 13. Mustafa Muhammad Samir Mahmoud Al-Mazri, 22 years old. 14. Eze el-Din Nahid Aloyuti, 23 years old. A-L-O-Y-U-T-E-Y. Aloyuti. 15. Mahmoud Mustafa Ahmed Asaf, 23 years old. 16. Ahmed Fayez Harb Shahada, 23 years old. 17. Ahmed Awad Allah, 24 years old. 18. Khalil Ismail Khalil Mansour, 25 years old. 19. Muhammad Ashraf Abu Sita, 26 years old. 20. Bilal Ahmed Abu Dika, 26 years old. 21. Ahmed Majid Kasim Atta Allah, 27 years old. 22. Mahmoud Rabah Abu Mamar, 28 years old. 23. Musab Yusuf Abu Layla, 28 years old. 24. Ahmed Fawzi Al-Letur, A-L-T-E-T-R, Al-Tetr, 28 years old. 25. Mohammed Abdelrahman Mekdad, 28 years old. 26. Obaida Salim Farhan, 30 years old. 27. Jihad Mufid Alfara, 30 years old. 28. Fadi Hassan Abu Salah, 30 years old. 29. Motaz Bassam Kamil Al Nunu, 31 years old. 30. Mohammed Riyad Abdulrahman Alamudi, 31 years old. 31. Jihad Mohammed Osman Musa, 31 years old. 32. Shahir Mahmoud Mohammed Al-Madhoun, A-L-M-A-D-H-O-O-N, 32 years old. 33. Musa Jabbar Abdul Salam Abu Haznayan, 35 years old. 34. Mohammed Mahmoud Abdulmoti Abdallal, 39 years old. 35. Ahmed Mohammed Ibrahim Hamdan, 27 years old. 36. Ismail Khalil Ramdan Al-Dahuk, 30 years old. 37. Ahmed Mahmoud Mohammed Al-Rantisi, 27 years old. 38. Ala Ainur Ahmed Al-Khatib, 28 years old. 39. Mahmoud Yahya Abdelwahab Hussein, 24 years old. 40. Ahmed Abdul Aladdin, 30 years old. 41. Saidi Saeed Fahmi Abdul Salah, 16 years old. 42. Ahmed Zahir Hamid Al-Shawa, 24 years old. 43. Mohammed Hani Hosni Al-Najjar, 33 years old. 44. Fadl Mohammed Atta Habshi, 34 years old. 45. Mukhtar Kamil Salim Abu Kamash, 23 years old. 46. Mahmoud Wael Mahmoud Jundaya, 21 years old. 47. Abdul Rahman Sami Abu Matar, 18 years old. 48. Ahmed Salim Alyan Al-Jarf, 26 years old. 49. Mahmoud Sulayam Ibrahim Aki, 32 years old. 50. Mohammed Hassan Mustafa Al-Abadila, 25 years old. 51. Kamil Jihad Kamil Mina, 19 years old. 52. Mahmoud Sabar Hamad Abu Tamia, 23 years old. 53. Ali Muhammad Ahmed Kafaja, 21 years old. 54. Abdel Salam Yusuf Abdel Wahab, 39 years old. 55. Muhammad Samir Duedar, 27 years old. 56. Talal Abdel Ibrahim Matar, 16 years old. 57. Omar Joma Abu Ful, 30 years old. And again, 58 through 60, unidentified. It just so happens I was able to be there in the way of the Zimliner because I slept on the beach, which is very nice. It was the first stop, but I don't know where Mediterranean Pacific services are, but they have a Sunday, Monday. They arrive on Sunday, they leave on Monday, they arrive on Wednesday, they leave on Thursday. So just like Zimline got kicked out for its 4 year ago slaughter of thousands of people, we are going to kick them out again. Like a quarter million hit now. So that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna kick their butts for this.
And it's a YouTube
channel. He's in a tizzy. His eyes are filled with heat. Netanyahu's in a tizzy. His eyes are filled with heat. He said the problem with those Arabs is they won't recognize a Jewish state. He said those Palestinians just won't come around to accepting Jewish rule on their holy ground. He said the Arabs don't accept
their new neighbors in the hood. Those ungrateful regimes just don't respect us as they should. Well, I don't want to upset anyone or unduly take to task. But if a state wants recognition, it seems reasonable to ask. Where are your borders drawn in black and white? Do they include the West Bank, Gaza, and the Golan Heights? Let me repeat the question. Where are your borders drawn in black and white? Do they include the West Bank, Gaza, and the Golan Heights? I heard him speaking to the Congress, getting his 29th standing O. He said, we need our security from those terrorists, don't you know? If you want security, I wonder if you'd say it's true that the Palestinians should have security too. 'Cause if you want security, it seems only fair that you should also grant it to the people over there. And maybe you could answer, though the question is a sin, just where your country ends and where your neighbor's lands begin. Where are your borders drawn in black and white? Do they include the West Bank, Gaza, and the Golan Heights? Where are your borders drawn in black and white? Do they include the West Bank, Gaza, and the Golan Heights? He said, we're the only democracy in the
asking
world.
The questions mainstream journalists will
the only viable one, at least. The PA isn't viable, because they didn't vote Abbas. They voted for those terrorists that they call Hamas. So we can't recognize them, though we wish they would agree that we stole their land quite fairly here by the Mediterranean Sea. We stole it fair and square. We stole it, just like you. If you don't like it, you're an anti-Semite, be you a Muslim or a Jew. Okay, right. But tell me, where are your borders drawn in black and white? Do they include the West Bank, Gaza, and the Golan Heights? Where are your borders drawn in black and white? Do they include the West Bank, Gaza, and the Golan Heights? Give me an R.
R.
Give me an E.
E.
Give me an A.
A.
Give me an S.
S.
Give me an O.
O.
Give me an N.
N.
What's that spell?
Treason.
What's that spell?
Treason.
One more time.
Treason.
You're all going to get arrested. My name is John Riley. I'll have your ear only a while. I left my dear home in Ireland. It was death, starvation, or exile. When I got to America, it was my duty to go. Enter the army and slog across Texas to join in the war against Mexico. And it was there in the pueblos and hillsides that I saw the mistake I had made. Part of a conquering army with the morals of a bayonet blade. And there amidst all these poor dying Catholics, screaming children, the burning stench of it all, myself and 200 Irishmen decided to rise to the call. From Dublin City to San Diego, we witnessed freedom denied. So we formed the St. Patrick Battalion, and we fought on the Mexican side. We formed the St. Patrick Battalion, and we fought on the Mexican side. We marched neath the green flag of St. Patrick, emblazoned with Erin Gobra, bright with the harp and the shamrock and Libertad para Mexicana. Just 50 years after Wolf Tone, 5,000 miles away, the Yanks called us a legion of strangers, and they can talk as they may. But from Dublin City to San Diego, we witnessed freedom denied. So we formed the St. Patrick Battalion, and we fought on the Mexican side. We formed the St. Patrick Battalion, and we fought on the Mexican side. We fought them in Matamoros, where their volunteers were raping the nuns. In Monterrey and Cerro Gordo, we fought on as Ireland's sons. We were the red-headed fighters for freedom amidst these brown-skinned women and men. Side by side we fought against tyranny, and I dare say we'd do it again. From Dublin City to San Diego, we witnessed freedom denied. So we formed the St. Patrick Battalion, and we fought on the Mexican side. We formed the St. Patrick Battalion, and we fought on the Mexican side.
Y antes de salir al sujeto de traición, necesito decir... I need to say, before we leave the subject of treason, the United States of America was founded to carry slavery forward after a UK court ban. And I should say apologies for using English in implicitly criminal language with imbecilities like being born without rights implicit in the word indenture. As in no case can a white citizen be convicted on the testimony of an Indian from the California Indian Indentured Act of 1850. Pero, yo soy mexicano aquí mismo en México porque no reconocemos invasión y genocidio criminal donde hemos abolido esclavitud hace casi dos siglos. Gringos, gringas. San Patricio, Colgate said he said he scared the rats out of Ireland, but no los mutos, not the mice.
We fought them in five major battles. Churubusco was the last. Overwhelmed by the cannons from Boston, we fell after each mortar blast. Most of us died on that hillside in the service of the Mexican state. So far from our occupied homeland, we were heroes and victims of fate. From Dublin City to San Diego, we witnessed freedom denied. So we formed the St. Patrick Battalion, and we fought on the Mexican side. From Dublin City to San Diego, we witnessed freedom denied. So we formed the St. Patrick Battalion, and we fought on the Mexican side. We formed the St. Patrick Battalion, and we fought on the Mexican side.
There's some sounds from the last port bucket.
That is no longer to peaceably assembly by this gentleman over here. You're obviously doing your job. I'm going to continue walking back and forth. You can arrest me right now, right here.
Okay.
On that basis.
Okay. Well, you want to come over the sidewalk here? You have the option to stay on the sidewalk.
If there. I am under arrest, then let's make it obvious, okay? I wouldn't want you to commit a First Amendment violation by arresting me for walking back and forth. And I think there's witnesses. I know. And then everybody will say they came and went, no trouble, business as usual.
Hello, my name's Dave Emery, and this is For the Record program number 689, Interview with Sterling at ABC Graves. This program is being recorded on September 13th of the year. Once again, this is my program.
There's an
honor
ticket line, I hear.
Sterling
Graves,
yeah.
Along with his wife,
right. They can take me away, but not everybody, probably. At 15 after they announced the boat was still here on KPFA.
And also, yeah, I would recommend for people who read the book, pick up the preceding volume by the same two authors called The Amato. But once again, Peggy and Sterling Seagrave, welcome back to our airwaves. And Peggy, this will be the first time
Alan Getty.
Heard your voice. So again, welcome back to our airwaves.
Well, thank you very much, Dave, and thank you for the very generous introduction. I wanted to clarify something that people might be confused about, and that would be why Santa Romana, a Filipino, was working with Opus Dei.